Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for tuning in. Got a nice show lined up for you. Going to start things off with Sunday Papers. If you want to hear about the stains on the mattress, listen to Joe Jackson here on Ear Candy.
I can't stand losing. I can't.
Oh yeah. Once Upon a Time in the West, that's Dire Straits off of their record called Communique. I played three songs, they're all from the same era, all with a reggae inflection. Reggae sort of made its debut on the main stage probably in the early 70s when Bob Marley released Catch a Fire. And by 1978, 79, it had ripened. It had been used in mainstream hits like I Shot the Sheriff by Eric Clapton, which was a Bob Marley song that he popularized. And now you see other white groups like The Police, like Joe Jackson, I guess he's not a group, and Dire Straits all finding their own unique ways to blend that musical element into a pop song. So we heard Sunday Papers, Joe Jackson, off the top of the show, and Can't Stand Losing You. Very interesting story about, well, the song Can't Stand Losing You, there's a break in the middle. I don't know if you noticed, but that break has got to be as avant-garde as anything you would hear in a song that is popular. Not that it was ever a hit in North America. I don't think it was even released as a single here, but I don't know what to call it. Do you call it jazz? Do you call it art rock? Do you know, it's something like you might hear from King Crimson. I don't know. It's just weird. And yet they slip it in there and it works like a charm. It just seems to slip from memory. As soon as you hear it, they get back into the main groove and you go, well, you don't even think, what was that? It's just like the Men in Black have come and washed your memory of it. So you might want to take a check on YouTube or through your record collection or your iPod listening list or whatever you're listening to your music on, and take a listen and keep your ear out for that musical break. Very interesting. That was off of Outlanders d'Amour, that particular track. That was the debut record by The Police, recorded for £1,500 back in 78. With a promise of £2,000 more, which was actually never delivered upon until many years later. So total budget for that record was £3,500, just in case you think you can't make a good record for cheap. And since then, of course, the means of music production have been made widely accessible. So if in 1978 you can make a record that was so good for so cheap, there's no reason why you can't do it. Make a record even better and cheaper today. But what was interesting about that song is it was the first single off of Outlanders d'Amour. That's the debut record. And it barely made a chart, barely made a dent in the UK charts. I think it hit number 42, so it wasn't even a top 40 hit. You can't call it a hit even. And then they re-released it after Roxanne had become a hit in the US. And it wasn't a big hit in the US, but it was a hit. And it had been released, Roxanne was also released in the UK, reached number 12, and they went, you know, the next single is going to be the first single. So the first single was Can't Stand Losing You, the second single was Roxanne, and in the UK they went, the third single is Can't Stand Losing You, because apparently you weren't paying attention the first time around, and the UK public apparently agreed with that, and it reached number 2. I mean, that's a curious story. You release it the first time, 42, not even a hit. A year later, you released it again, number 2. Now, it never was released in North America as a single, but I just find that a very curious story. There's not too many pop groups that have had that experience. In fact, I think that's only the second one that I know of. I'm sure there must be more, but it's only the second one that I know of where that happened. And the title, Outlanders d'Amour, sort of was a combination of outlaws and commandos. That's Outlandos. And d'amour meaning of love. So, I don't know. Outlaw Commandos of Love. That's really what the title is. I think it was made up by the band's manager, who was the brother of Stuart Copeland, the drummer, Miles Copeland. So, there you go. A little bit of history, courtesy of Wikipedia. It has to be right if it's in Wikipedia, correct? Yeah. All right, we're going to keep things moving along. I don't know where you might be tuning into the show. It's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You might be in Cowichan Lake. You might be in Bombay. Could be in Sydney. Could be in Lethbridge. Could be any points in between. Maybe up the highway at our sister station in Fredericton. Wherever you are, a hearty welcome and many thanks to the Community Music Exchange Program on the National Campus and Community Radio Station website that allows for programs like this to be shared around. happy that it's happening and glad to share some of this music with you. Next up, how about one from Eleanor Friedberger off of New View? This one is called Because I Asked You, here on Ear Candy.
Till I let you go, or treat me like a tennis pro. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna dim the light? Let that record play all night, or scramble yolking with a white. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Cause I asked you. Cause I asked you to. Why would you wanna tell the truth, or furnish me with mathematical proof, or jump with me off of the roof? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna hold me tight, talk me out of my stage fright, or help me out with my rewrites? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Because I asked you. Cause I asked you to. Into my dreams, between my sheets. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna take it slow, or tell me something I don't know? And when I say so, let it go. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Because I asked you. Because I asked you to. Because I asked you. I love you.
how the story goes. It goes, it goes, it goes. Once upon a time, morning rose, it rose, it rose. Long ways and long days, indeed, indeed, indeed. In my head, the song plays. It bleeds, it bleeds, it bleeds. Heavy, heavy picks and spades, boots and blades, harmonizing, mixing shades. Hearts and diamonds, sparks and violence, sleight of hand, tricks and trades. Day after day, today, today, never ending. Day after day, today, today, never ending.
I'll get to you. Stay, 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 stay. Every time you think you'll stay, 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 stay. Turn up the headlight in the dark if it's just you on the highway, and get as far from the start. I'm saving lives, I'm keeping time, just keeping you off of my mind. Makes for a long, long day. I will get to you one day.
Deep, deep, deep.
I will get to you in space.
Goes, goes, goes.
I will get to you one day.
Deep, deep, deep.
I will get to you.
Let yourself go.
Yeah, Let Yourself Go. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers off of Mojo. That makes me think of the Powerpuff Girls and JoJo Mojo. I forget there was an evil villain on the Powerpuff Girls. I remember this from when my little girl was a little girl a long time ago. I should stop dating myself. Let's move on. We started the set off with Because I Asked You. That is Eleanor Friedberger off of her record New Views, and Spades by a Nova Scotian, well, PEI native, Jen Grant, lives in Nova Scotia with her husband, producer Daniel Ledwell, who did a terrific job on her last LP called Compostola. And from that collection, you heard Spades, which was a track featuring Richter Fry, a.k.a. Buck 65, which apparently was his fee to Jen, $1.65, and I will rap on your song. I'm just making stuff up, that's all. Love that. She's actually recording a new record with her husband, so I'm looking forward to hearing that from Jen Grant and sharing it with you. But I wonder, what's it like to be an artist living the artistic life and the travel, but also working with your husband, getting him to make your records because you think he's the best? And I have to admit, he did a fantastic job on Compostela. But there's going to be disagreements, right? How does the professional relationship bleed over into the personal relationship? I hope they find a way to make sure it all works out smooth, has a happy ending. We all like happy endings. All right, let's get things moving on. No, we got a new track here from Montreal group called The Damn Truth. And they've released a new record called, I think it's called Devilish Folk. I was going to say Little Folk, but that's not quite right. Devilish Folk. Interesting album cover. Eye-catching, which is the main point of an album cover, but also should give you some hint of the music inside. But they're a blues rock band. I like some of the tracks off their first record quite a lot. They've made a bit of a following in Montreal for sure. Some of the more mainstream radio stations have embraced them there for good reason. We're going to hear a new track called Alex here on Ear Candy. Thank you.
Looks like you've got a hitch.
Metals, digging down for ore, plucking all the petals. from the flowers in the soil, slipping in the shadows, forgetting all your friends, waiting on the winter. Here it comes again.
And that, folks, is a song from the Fratellis. She's not gone yet, but she's leaving. Seems like to be an awkward space and time. You know she's leaving, but she hasn't gone yet. I hope he made that one up from his imagination. Certainly a catchy tune, the Fratellis, Scottish band. Before that, Snowed In Cruisin' from Joel Plaskett off of his record Ashtray Rock. How Canadian can that be? And we started things off with a track called Alex from the Damn Truth off their new record called Devilish Folk. They're out of Montreal. All right, let's just keep things moving along. The show is here, Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You want to refer to what was played on the show because you heard something you liked, You can go to Facebook, Ear Candy, Mark O'Connor. Those kind of cues will put you there, and I always post the playlist. This one here is a track from Karen Elson. She used to be married to one Jack White. They had two kids together before they did the old conscious uncoupling thing, which is popular with famous people, and maybe not so famous. I'm not sure if it's catching on with the wider public. And she made a record, though, that Jack produced. The record was called The Ghost Who Walks, and here's a song called The Truth. The Truth is in the Dirt, here on Ear Candy.
Spoon. When the ground splits open, it will swallow you.
Pajamas, this is one good fast job. to
scissors and your paint's got the paper and your jet's got the scissors.
Death march on the highway, religion locked up in a Ford. She runs on purple Jesus, Catholic marijuana swords. Giving head in revolution and lying on my floor. I don't need to see those arrows burning at my door. And the sky is falling, baby, on you. I was digging up diseases when I came across your bones. Tied up to the radio, I marched the streets of Rome. Telephone long distance to see if you survived. A dead dog brought the bad news and it came as no surprise. And the sky is falling, baby, on you. When it's heavy, I just turn my back. Come again when 20 years have passed. Don't be an angel looking up my past. I'm still so in the madhouse, Piazzolla locked in chains. A heavy South American still fighting for his name. Me and all my children hit the robbery game. I knew his face like my own son's. I can't forget the shame. And the sky is falling. Say the sky is falling. Say the sky.
Just hang on there, Jim. Just simmer down. The show's here, Candy. We're not ready for yet. Get off stage. Get off stage. Just wait. All right. What we heard in that last set, which was the penultimate set before the end of the program, which is what penultimate means. The Truth is in the Dirt. Karen Elson. A little bit of an abrupt ending there. Sorry about that, Chief. One Good Fast Job, Gord Downie and the Sadies. And it was One Good Fast Song, but not as short and as maybe quite as well known as the Woohoo song from Blur, which is only 2 minutes. Just found that out. And The Sky is Falling from Junkhouse off of their debut record and best record called Strays. If you don't know that one, you want to check it out for sure. All right, it's the end of the program. We're moving on. We'll get Jim Morrison to talk about a wild child and how she's going to be the savior of the whole human race. I don't really think it's about Courtney Love, but who knows? Tune in next week.
Wild child,
rains and the trees of the night. Hollow idols are